You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
November 10th, Daniel sees the first time in Kansas City. I'm excited about this concert, more so than anything I've experienced in the last couple of years. He's got an album that you can just rock from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. He's going to be at the Voodoo Lounge. It looks like over 30 so seats. Oh, left, man. In the building.
It's winding down.
It'll be standing room only after that. KPRS.com. You can go to Ticketmaster to get your tickets. So, some weather events going on last night. Did you experience any adverse weather?
I had my head in my work. I didn't even pay attention outside.
That would be no. Okay. Funnel clouds formed over Johnson County. Isn't that like tornado?
Yes.
Have you ever been through like a real live tornado, Brian?
Nope. Nah, it was, it's always been in the surrounding areas. Like the closest one that ever touched Kansas City, with my recollection, would be in North Kansas City in like 2003. Mm-hmm. It was by the casinos. But besides that, no. Thank the Lord. I used to always be really scared of tornado season when I was a little kid. Like, oh, like a tornado's gonna hit our house. And yeah.
The National Weather Service said that the funnel cloud did briefly touch down, but there's been no reports of any damage yet. So that's a blessing.
Yes, it is.
So, Stacy Shore Knows the Law is going to be coming up at 7:35 on yesterday. Metro by T-Mobile took over all of our inventory, so we didn't have a chance to, you know, do anything other than that yesterday. So we're going to pick that up today at 7:35 with your free legal advice.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the upper 50s. Decreasing clouds right now. You're cloudy at 56 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
Last night, the 2018 American Music Awards opened with the first award show performance in 3 years from Taylor Swift. And she went on to win big and broke a record for awards last night as well. Host Tracy Ellis Ross took the stage by rapping along to Cardi B's Bodak Yellow. Do we got a little bit of that?
I don't see it. I don't see that.
Okay. So the show also paid tribute to Queen of Soul Aretha Franklin with a retrospective video about the singer's career and legacy. Gladys Knight sang Amazing Grace. Dottie McClurkin performed Climbing High in Mountains. CeCe Winans sang Oh Mary, Don't You Weep. Lettucey joined in, and Mary Mary closed out the set. We got that?
It ain't on there either.
What you got?
Got Cardi B accepting an award for favorite rap and hip hop.
Roll it.
My gosh, I feel nervous. Why am I so nervous? Thank you so much. Thank you to all my fans. Thank you to my team. Thank you to my publicist. Thank you to my music group. Thank you to Atlantic. Thank you, QC. Thank you to my glam squad. Thank you, family. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. And her husband and his group also received an award, and here they are.
Yes, sir. We did not know we was winning this at all. We thank God. Mama, I love you.
Mama, I love you.
QC the label. We ain't got no speech together, but it's all good. Hey, take off. Yes, sir, we brought it home. You thought wrong.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
For real, though. So Janet Jackson and LL Cool J are actually up for a nomination to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for 2019.
Janet Jackson should be a shoe-in. LL, too.
I don't think this is her first time being up for the award.
It's not.
And they didn't put her in last time. I wonder what's the hold up.
I have no clue, but I think it's disrespectful, to be honest with you.
Other nominees: Rufus and Chaka Khan, Def Leppard, Stevie Nicks.
Definitely get in. Him too.
Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine. Winners will be announced in December, and then the induction will take place in Brooklyn on March 29th.
Do they got a limit on how many can get in?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with like how they choose who and how many. I don't know.
I heard about 6 shoe-ins right there.
Hmm. Yeah. What about Devo? They up for it too. Remember them? They had that one song?
Let It Whip not Let It Whip. That's Daz Man. Just Whip It.
Yeah.
Whip It Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nah, they ain't in the same category as Janet or LL.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad though?
I'm mad because I got all this family and so-called fake friends down here in Kansas City, and I gotta sit and ask a complete stranger to bring me a jack. And that's why I'm mad. I want everybody to block themselves and just cut themselves and stay away from me because I'm through with y'all. And that's why I'm mad.
When you say jack, you're not talking about a jack for your car. You're talking about a cigarette?
Yes, I'm talking about a jack for my car. It only takes 5 minutes for me to use a jack and put my tire on, and everybody act like I gotta wait till today. Well, I gotta wait till today. My kids gotta be on the bus in about 30 minutes. I gotta go to work. I got stuff to do. And it don't make no sense. But they just block themselves, and I'm through messing with them all. They come to my house for Halloween trick-or-treat. I would put something in their candy. Stay
why would
away
you
from
do
anybody.
That?
Why would they give me a jack?
Because they're not obligated to do that. That's
yes,
why.
They are. I do stuff for everybody. I go out my way to come and help everybody and do this and do everything. And all I'm asking for is somebody to bring me a jack. I just say, put it on. I can put my own tire on. Just bring me a jack. I got something to do.
Brian got you.
No, I don't.
No, Brian don't, because I got to be out the door in like 30 minutes, and he way out there in Grandview.
Anyway, bye, Miss Cindy. Have a good day.
Bye, Brian.
I want to do what I want
to
do.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Check this statistic out. About 31,000 new voters signed up to vote since this summer. Sounds like a lot of folks are really engaged in this midterm election. Last day to register to vote in Missouri is today. And you can register online. We have links on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page and KPRS.com. Somebody added me to the Beard Matters group like some months ago. It's a group that promotes and shows love for men with beards. Mm. Do you think women like beards?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Well, a survey was conducted of women ages 18 to 44 and found that 38% of respondents age 25 to 34, that's your peer group, said that short stubble is most attractive to them.
Mm-hmm. 5 o'clock shadow.
Another 38% of the women ages 18 to 24 said that they find clean shaven most attractive. So the younger like it all gone. Mm. 21% of the middle age group and 33% of the older set said they like stubble as well.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and keep my 5 o'clock shadow. A wise man told me don't ever trust a man who don't have facial hair.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Every president we've had except Lincoln.
Yeah. You trust all the presidents?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Week 8 high school game of the week. Highlighting the hottest games in the Kansas City area. Let the kids stand up with the school pride. So a battle is going on between the top two right now. Washington versus Schlegel is in first place right now with over 18,000 votes.
Mm.
Close second place right now is Leavenworth versus Bonner Springs. Coming in third, East versus Southeast. J.C. Harmon versus Sumner following East. And in last place right now, Hogan versus Brian B. Shining's alma mater.
Whatever. We already won, so everybody else need to catch up. KCK always representing, though.
Of course. according to the votes, y'all ain't won.
Go to KPRS.com and vote for your favorite high school game of the week.
Speaking of high schools, or school for that matter, Shawnee Mission School District leaders have voted to approve plans to feed students with a negative balance on their lunch accounts, a multi-item lunch, doing away with the cheese sandwich and milk that they had been receiving.
Ah, okay. I like that.
Some folks say it's going to cost the district too much.
So
they're against it. And the proponents are saying that many students were being bullied. If other students noticed that they were eating a cheese sandwich, they know what it meant.
Yeah, you're being bullied. That's number one. Number two, you're not getting your vitamins and your nutrients that you need to actually work. There are broke people out here, y'all, who can't afford lunch.
And there's no fault of the student.
Right.
That's on the parents if they allow their children to have a negative lunch balance. And like you said, some people just don't have the money to pay.
Right.
But that should never be something that's sanctioned on a kid.
Never.
Mm. So it's about that time. You know, Tuesdays we normally do Stacey Shore Knows the Law, but we had to make an adjustment. And is she here, B?
Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning.
Hey, what you got?
I'm so excited to be here on a new day, new time. But I'm coming right back on Tuesday. I had a really great question posed to me in my Facebook inbox, and it's about little kids being in a car accident. So my friend asked, my children were in a car accident with my child's father. They are experiencing health difficulties. What are the steps that I need to do to make sure that they are taken care of, and how do I handle the case if me and the child's father are not married? So I'm going to give you that answer at 7:35.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the upper 50s. Decreasing clouds. Breezy, cloudy at 56 right now. And Independence. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Actor Mario Lopez is 45 today.
AC Slater.
Ben Vereen, entertainer. Been in the game for a long time.
You win. You the man. You a better man than me.
What is that from?
From The Fresh Prince. That's he played Will's Pops.
Okay, he's 72 today. And R&B singer Maya is 39.
Happy birthday, everybody born on October 10th.
Have you been paying attention to Joe Budden's new show called State of the Culture? It airs on Revolt, and you can watch it online as well.
No, I've heard about it, but I haven't watched it.
I watched a couple of episodes. Remy Ma is like a co-host and two other people that I don't know. But I think it's very provocative. They talk a lot about what's going on in hip-hop. So they were talking about Cardi B on yesterday's episode. And Joe Budden made this comment. Every time Cardi's name comes up, I keep saying, because I care about her and because I love her, that she should move differently. Enjoy the Lambo trucks. Enjoy Offset. Enjoy Atlanta. Enjoy being the number one artist on Atlantic Records. But you can't send bees to angels to beat up bees. I'm not saying she did that, but if that's what happened... No, that's not, you're allowed to make mistakes. You can't make that mistake. You can't be a megastar and send people to angels because you're going to go to jail.
Hmm. He's got a point.
So for some reason, Offset took exception with that.
Of course he is.
But he didn't say anything negative, though. I didn't see that as negative.
It don't matter. He has something to say about his wife.
Hmm. So he went underneath the Joe Budden's comments like a true thug does. In the comments, right?
Mm-hmm. What's good?
I said, I watched your show. You a grown A bleep speaking on women. I seen you in Barnes, but I'm thinking that he meant Barney's. And you ran like I was going to do something to you. LOL.
Hey, all gloves off when you start talking about people's wives. I'll just leave it at that.
But that's what the show does. They talk about different things.
Okay, yeah.
And we talk about people's wives every day on the show.
Yeah, but we not Joe Budden.
What do you mean?
We not Joe Budden. Like, I feel like they know who each other is. Now they have had a confrontation before.
But he's doing a television show where they're talking about hip hop. Isn't that what he's supposed to do? Isn't that his job?
It's his job to protect his wife too.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me.
It makes sense to everybody else.
I don't know about everybody else. It might make sense to you. I don't know about everybody else.
When somebody says something about somebody's wife or husband, they're going to take offense, no matter if it's a TV show, no matter if it's a radio show, no matter if they on the corner talking.
Well, it wasn't negative. He was actually bigging her up for the success that she's had. So, and that's actually, he needs to pay attention to those words too, because you can't fight everybody and think you're going to keep your hands on your bag. At some point, you got to get your mind right and say what's more important. Addressing every little thing or getting to the money.
Now, you know that make too much sense for some people.
Your boy Rick Ross settled a $4 million tax debt. According to court documents, the Department of Treasury recently filed a certificate of release of federal tax lien totaling $4,617,370.86.
That's a lot of money.
That little tax I be doing.
It's that Wingstop money right there.
I'm trying to tell you, my little tax liability.
You got tax liabilities on your joint?
I do. I don't have any kids. I don't have any. No, I don't have any dependents. All
right.
So I never have, like, people be getting $5,000 or $6,000. No, yeah. I be on, but you know, it'd be a little bit. It don't be that kind of money. It'd be like $200.
Got legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yes, we got that legal advice for the free, Brian.
Yes, Stacey, let's get to it.
Good morning. So the question that I got in my Facebook inbox was that a mom's children, so her children got into a car accident while they were riding with their dad and they're not married. So how does she handle their car case? So this is, it seems like a personal injury question, but it's a two-part, so it's also a family law question. So the person with legal custody of the children has the right to make decisions for the child, including medical care, attorney representation, and deciding settlement terms for a personal injury case. So if there is no legal custody established, then you have two options. You can either file a paternity action, which will establish legal and physical custody of the child and child support. And if you are not, then you and the dad need to come to an agreement with how that case is going to be handled. So usually the parent who has the child living with them or residing with them makes those decisions. So you're going to treat your child's case like your own or like an adult. One, you're going to want to go to the hospital to get your children checked out. Then you're going to follow all medical directives for the rehabilitative treatment. A lot of times, parents do not follow the full course of medical treatment with the rehabilitative team or the chiropractor, and that impacts the child's case. And so a lot of times, children's cases have less value, monetary value, because the parents have not followed all of the rehabilitative treatment plans. So next, we're going to document the reduction in the children's school activities and sports because of the injury. That's going to be a really important component in the settlement of their case. You're going to want to hire a great lawyer. And after the settlement, there's usually a confirmation hearing where the judge will question the parents about if that settlement is in the best interest of the children. And the settlement money should go into a protected account for the benefit of your children. So if you have questions just like these, you can always call my office at 816-359-1877. You can hit me up in my Facebook inbox too. Find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter at Stacey Shaw Law. My Facebook handle is Stacey Shaw Law, and you can go online at StaceyShawLaw.com. Until next time, don't forget our scholarship at Faith Academy in honor of my mother.
Thank you so much, Stacey. We'll holler at you next Tuesday.
All right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, a particularly bloody summer, especially for women and children in Kansas City. There'll be a vigil tonight for Anjanette Collins, a popular stylist from the town, mother, sister, friend, murdered on Sunday. And in response to all of the violence, Mayor Sly James and the Citizens Task Force created a position called Violence Program Coordinator, and Kamisha Stanton sits in that position. So we wanted to talk to her today about what that position does, what she's aiming to achieve, and how we as citizens can help with this. I mean, it's on the minds of everybody, all of this violence.
Hey, Kamisha, good morning.
Good morning. So my position, as she stated, was created here about a year ago, and there were 7 focus areas that the city deemed necessary to specifically focus on to reduce violence. And so what my job has been on the baseline is to focus on those 7 areas and ensure that we as a city are making sure that we're completing those tasks. And so it's been daunting, but on top of that, one of my biggest tasks is to ensure that the organizations that are being funded by the city and county are adequately serving the people that they're meant to serve, as well as asset map and find places that we need to focus on more, like South KC here, and help them capacity build and help them collaborate and work together. As a city, we can't afford to continue to work in silos. This is a huge problem that affects everyone. And so I've done my best over this past year to help connect entities and help them capacity build, as I stated.
What do you feel like is the biggest correlation between all of these problems?
You know, it is truly a multilateral problem, but I mean, the easy answer is poverty. One focus area that the mayor's office is talking about a lot here is racial equity, and that's talking about the racial divide and things like that. And you learn from that this is intentional. Poverty is created, ghettos are created, and those correlate to what takes place. And so, and it's access to resources. And so the thing is, there are tons of resources in KC. There's money. It's social services, so we know that we get the last dollar. But there is a lot of money that is in KC to assist people, but the connection to it. So even if you're in South KC, we'll say, there's a lot of resources that are in the city and you can't access that by bus or knowledge. People just don't know what's out there. There are organizations that start every day here in KC that are being funded, and if there's a need that you have, more than likely there is a service that exists to assist you.
So in a perfect world, what will you see happen with the work that you're doing every day?
In a perfect world, citizens would begin to participate more in the activities that are going on beyond Facebook and beyond social media. So when things happen, what we see take place is people get really pumped up and they talk about how it's a problem, and then it kind of stops there because things consistently cycle so much that we're starting to get desensitized to it. Studies show, and one of the focus areas for the Citizens Task Force, that neighborhoods that have very active neighborhood associations that participate in social services, that have social services like a brick and mortar office building that people can actively participate in and access resources in one place, kind of how there's like Community Link, or I think it's right next to Ruskin out here. Offices like that actually lead to more success. And so I would encourage people to do research or even try to start a neighborhood association. Out here in South KC, we have Hickam Mills Community Alliance that's very active. They had an event last Saturday that had a lot of people attend it. On the east side, we have CRT, we have Voluntary KC, and there are a number of extremely active neighborhood associations that are out there seeing what's going on. The city has paid for free cameras for people to be able to communicate more with the law enforcement when they see things, and that's free. So it really is understanding the power that you have as an individual and as a neighborhood to change this in our cities.
I went to a home buying seminar over the weekend, and that was one of the things that we talked about. Homeowners tend to be more involved in the community, thereby you see less crime.
Exactly.
So it would be in all of our best interest to buy a piece of where we live.
Exactly.
If we want to see some real
exactly
change happening in these neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And if we don't, I mean, we know what happens if we don't buy property where we're living. So we have to put a stake in where we live, and we have to consistently continue to connect with one another, and not even organizations work in silo, but as individuals, we do it. We tend to as well. We tend to lock up and we tend to separate ourselves. Nothing happens when you do that. You have to work as a community. Ivanhoe is a great example of that. They were able to get funding to actually start a brick and mortar, and they have an active like business style neighborhood association, and they build playgrounds. They have a lot of really great activities throughout the year, and that's because they came together and they're extremely powerful. They've seen a great change in their community.
What do you say to people who or are scared of backlash or being labeled a snitch. What do you say to those folks who has those have those concerns?
Well, I do want to say, and the mayor actually hit on this a little bit when the stuff happened over on 18th and Vine, unfortunately. He talked about with the chief of police when he did a release that actually reporting is up. And so I'm proud to say that the tips hotline and the reward has gone up too as well. But people are turning away from the no stop snitching kind of theory, and they began to report more. It boils down to, if you see something, say something, because it's only a matter of time before it affects you. At this point, I don't know a single person in KC that hasn't had violence affect them in some way. So it's if you see something, say something, or we know what takes place afterwards. So if like I said with the cameras, and I can give more information about that, I'll give my contact information. The city has received funding for cameras that you can have put up in front of your house for free, and that you can give the police access to that without you having to physically go in and report. So that's one way to kind of bypass going to court if you, I mean, you may, that could happen, but it's one way to assist law enforcement with cameras that can also help you, because you have cameras that are free in your neighborhood as well, and that deters crime, as studies show as well. But you have to be able to say something, because this is our kids we're talking about, and this is our community, and if it's your community, then it affects you.
That's right. Well, Kamisha, thank you so much for coming up to the show this morning and sharing this information. Please do provide your contact information for folks who may need more info about the resources that are available.
Awesome. You can call me on my desk number. That's 816-759-9586, and it comes to my cell phone. And then my Twitter has community activities that you guys can participate in, or ways to get connected to neighborhood associations and things like that. And that's Kami, K-A-M-I, Advocates, A-D-V-O-C-A-T-E-S. And I'll connect you to other resources from there.
Kamisha Stanton, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
On tomorrow's show, we'll have Marquita Miller, expert on money management, talking about avoiding going into debt over the Christmas holidays.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's definitely coming up.
We're also going to be talking with a 17-year-old RAPEC student, Cece, who wants Pat Mahomes to take her to prom.
We got to hook that up. We got to play Love Connection music, all that. We got to make it happen.
She's 17, so I don't think Love Connection music might be quite the way to go be. But maybe like, you know.
He 23?
Bryant.
6 years? We'll maybe do it next year or something.
So we're going to make that happen. We're going to find out what made her decide that Pat Mahomes would be the ideal prom date. Mm-hmm. Let's open up them petty files right now.
Uh-oh.
So a woman on a Frontier airline was escorted off of a flight bound for Cleveland on yesterday due to having a squirrel in her possession.
Damn! These people are nuts.
She said that it was an emotional support animal for her, and that she had put in the notes that she was bringing the squirrel.
When she was purchasing the ticket or something?
Yeah, she just typed it on in there. I got a squirrel.
I did see on Twitter the other day that there was this man with a squirrel on a leash. I'm not playing around either.
Well, Frontier Airlines has a policy that reads, rodents, including squirrels, are not allowed.
Man, can you imagine being on a plane, you see something just fly by or something?
It's food on flights, man. Yeah. It's nuts and stuff in there. Yeah. I ain't got time for this squirrel to be going ham.
Yeah.
So a man in Springfield, Missouri named Dustin Burns has been charged with a felony after he allegedly filmed himself removing his ankle monitor and then posted it on Facebook as a tutorial for other folk who want to remove their court mandated ankle monitors.
You got to snitch on yourself. Everybody want to, you know, show off all the time. When keeping it real goes wrong, that's a prime example of that.
Lord have mercy. So he had a butter knife and a screwdriver and really just literally walked people through what to do.
Now you finna get another ankle monitor, fam. A real one.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna put the monitor on. He might have to go inside for
a
minute.
Oh, he's gonna get the handcuffs. Okay.
He had to go on vacation for a minute. A greeting card company is begging its customers to stop uploading their private parts
Oh, Lord.
To their cards. So this is a personalized card company where you can go online and put your baby name or details about your relationship or Buck pictures naked. Of you all together. Uh-huh. And so people are putting pictures of their junk up there.
Fucking naked.
See, that's what Twitter and Instagram is for. You got to go into DMs for all that.
You can
what?
See their public ass.
What?
That's why people do that?
Yeah. Bunch of people do that all the time. My goodness. Leave that to the text messages, y'all.
That's gross.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821, look for highs in the upper 50s today. Decreasing clouds right now. You're cloudy at 54 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Report surfaced on Monday that Bill Cosby was slapped in the face with a chicken patty by what? One of the inmates.
Damn!
Yeah.
This is a serious story?
Mm-hmm. They say that Cosby had made a joke that wasn't received too well, and uh-huh. dude slapped him with a chicken patty. Uh-huh. Well, apparently new reports say that that situation actually never happened.
Okay. All right. Cool.
With a chicken patty, fam?
I was worried about Bill Cosby. Number one, I was skeptical about that story because when you lock down, food is scarce. So, you know, you want to keep those chicken patties, right?
Yeah.
You want to eat them. You want to throw them at nobody.
Mm-mm.
Fruit cups, extra water, all that.
So, Jacquees says that LMA has blocked him on Instagram.
Damn!
If you remember, Jacquees released a remix to LMA's hit Trip. And her label actually sent out a cease and desist letter, which made him remove this song from SoundCloud and YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So the beef was that he was getting money from this song. And when you do a cover, you're not really supposed to be able to profit off of that person's
right.
music.
Right. Yeah, his version was getting more traction online than hers was. Exactly. And that's a big problem.
So a lot of people have been arguing about this, saying that she shouldn't have, or her label shouldn't have asked him to take it down. What do you think about that?
Nah, yeah. People do mixtapes all the time, and in mixtapes you use other people's beats and stuff. But if you're hindering me from making money off of my own song, fam, yeah, you're going to have to take that down.
Especially if he's making money off of it.
Yeah.
If it's just something for the free,
yeah.
then I'm all with it.
Yeah.
Well, he says that since all of that happened, she deleted him on Instagram.
Girl, bye.
That's the final goodbye, right?
Oh, yeah, that's it. You know, the next step is deleting all your pictures off Instagram, and boom, there it is. You're done.
You know how long it would take me to delete all the pictures of you that I have
on my
socials?
Because you're with me forever. Forever. Okay? Forever.
That just made me really sad.
That's
like,
cool.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it did?
Yes. Let's see what that throat do.
Okay.
Forever?
Okay, forever.
I can't ever do other stuff, never?
You gonna go back 2015 and delete all your posts of me? That's what you gonna do? Because I ain't deleting them off of you.
No, I said it, you know how long it would take me to do that.
You ain't gonna do it.
I know that.
Okay?
It's gonna take too long.
And yeah, even if something bad happened, you ain't gonna do it.
It takes too long. I don't got the patience that y'all millennials got to go and delete.
Yeah, it's some people say they don't care how long it takes. They do not want to be associated with who they...
You be in a whole rage all night. Delete!
Yes.
Delete!
Yes, they will be on the keyboard until every single picture is gone.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
Bro, I got stuff to do.
Other people don't, Shay. These people...
I got we're not chicken talking to about, clean.
We're not
I
talking about professionals.
Pick. I got...
We talking about...
You know, the tubs I got to scrub.
We talking about younger people who go out every day of the week and ain't got nothing else to do.
I need to stop. People think I'm super old.
So you got tubs to clean?
Tubs to clean, greens to pick, chicken to season.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
October is Domestic Violence Prevention and Awareness Month. Every 9 seconds, a woman is beaten in the United States. Domestic abuse or intimate partner violence is a pattern of hurtful behavior used by one partner to systematically control and overpower the other. other. The most common forms of domestic violence include 1. Economic abuse, and that might include interfering with your work performance through harassing activities like frequent phone calls or just showing up at your job, making you ask for money rather than allowing continued access. 2, physical abuse. That includes things like holding you down or preventing you from leaving a room or abandoning you in dangerous places. 3, psychological abuse. That can include intentionally humiliating you or excessive name calling. And 4, sexual abuse. That can include unwanted sexual experiences with or without contact. If any of this occurs in your relationship or in the relationship of someone you know, contact the Partnership Against Domestic Violence or PADV.org. 1-800-621-4673. No one deserves to be abused, and victims are not responsible for their abuser's poor behavior. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.